toward the end of Ganda Zenki, as the conclusion, Dogen Zenji explains the how important Skandhara is from a different angle, from various ways. So, little by little, we try to learn. In surveying the past, we find that transcendence of both enlightenment and enlightenment and dying while either sitting or standing have all dependent entirely on the strength of the Zen. In surveying the past, we find that transcendence of both enlightenment and enlightenment and dying while either sitting or standing have no dependent entirely on the strong strength of the Zen. Well, the notes given by Professor Abe says about dying while either sitting or standing. It is written in Keitoku Dentoroku that Bodhidharma and the fourth, fifth, and sixth Chinese Sampatriyas dead sitting in Zazen, while the third patriarch died standing under a large tree. Examples of both are common in Zen history. So, from this point, some Zen teachers kept sitting and died. Some teacher died in sitting Zazen, standing on the tree, or standing on the platform while he is giving a lecture. Anyway, various examples in Buddhist history. But it doesn't mean you should die in sitting or standing. Doesn't mean that. Our point is how important Skandhara is, because they died in sitting, in standing, wherever they may be. Anyway, they died in peace, in harmony, whatever they do, whatever they are, anyway, they died. So, Dogen Zenji really want to say about how important Zazen is. That Zazen is Skandhara. By that Skandhara, in the Skandhara, all delusions drop off from the first. That is, dropping off body and mind dropping off. That is Zazen itself. Usually, in common world, human world, we constantly persist in our selfishness, ego, consciousness, in order to accomplish our own purpose of life, seeking out everybody, persisting and healing to our egoistic sense. And finally, they may be disinterested in human life. There are some who commit suicide on the verge of life and death because they are disinterested in human life after persisting in their own selfishness, because no one pays attention to you if you do that. Finally, those kind of people are completely isolated. And also, you cannot do anything in peace and harmony. You cannot live in the human world in peace and harmony. So, finally, it is really true that you are disinterested in human life. So, on the verge of life and death, there are some who commit suicide, kill themselves. Even though they can keep their life longer, they take their life. There are some that death compels them to die, even though they don't want to die. There are some that they scream right before their death, because they don't like it. I know the old, I know the lot of examples. I took care of a young man who served army. At that time he was 30 years old, but at his house for many, many years, he really adhered to his egoistic sense, and he did as he liked. Whatever happens, kicking out everybody, he did everything he likes. Finally, there was nothing to do which caused him to be interested in. So, he was disinterested in using daily life. So, he entered army. Well, he found a little bit interested, a little bit fun there, because there are lots of chance to kill the person and the animals and using the guns and lots of fun there, which he had never experienced before, so he enjoyed it very much. But unfortunately, one day he fell down from the tree while he was walking on the tree, trimming the tree with not electric saw, you know, Japanese hand saw. He fell down from the high tree. And finally, the bottom of his body completely numb. He couldn't walk. So he was in an army hospital. But he was young, 30 years old, so he had heart's vanity. Still he couldn't awaken to himself. Still he expressed his egos in order to success, in order to accomplish his purpose of his life. Screaming the nurses and hitting somebody and fighting, even though he sat down on the chair. Okay? You know the chair? Using a special chair. He screams and the nurses and fighting nurses and doctors. And, whenever I visited there, I always make every possible effort to make him calm. Well, yeah, keep your mind shut. Sit down there. Eat breakfast. Eat lunch.
Told him.
But anyway, he enjoyed very much. This is a part, it was a part of his life. And then, for 3 years, he got another disease, which is called, maybe a kidney didn't work. If a kidney didn't work, well, the poisons, you know, the system of, what would you say, poisons goes around his whole body. So he couldn't urinate. So, all of a sudden, the whole poison went around his body. After starting to suffer from that, in the three days after, starting to suffer from this, he died. But right before he died, he screamed with a big fright. No one didn't know what to do, because here is death. He screamed. And then when I visited there, he immediately grabbed me, hold me here, and he said, "I don't want to die." It was his last scene. Other concluding, he had so long persisted in his egoistic sense in order to pursue his purpose, the purpose of his life. That was concluded. This is very common. So for such a people, they never thought significance of Zazen, which causes all delusions drop off from the first, they never thought, even once, to such a wonderful walk. They don't care. That is okay. But it is not bad to glance at that wonderful world, even once in your whole life. That's great. It's not bad. Okay. Even though you cannot have a chance, to glance at this wonderful world, even once in your whole life, but if you want to pursue this, It's not bad for us, because life is going on. So life after life. We can do it. Release Zen stories in book record. The 46th case, this is very famous Zen koan. Kyosei asked the monk, "What sound is that outside the gate?" The monk said, "The sound of raindrop." "The sound of raindrops?" Kyosei, the master said, "Sentient beings are inverted. They lose themselves that follow after things." The monk said, "What about you, teacher?" Kyosei, the master says, "I almost don't lose myself." The monk said, "What is the meaning of I almost don't lose myself?" Kyosei Zen Master says, "Though it is, should be easy to come out of freedom and say something about it, but to merge oneself in freedom and say something about it has to be difficult." So Kyosei Zen Master asked the monk, "This asking question is something which Kyosei Zen Master raked monk's mind in. How much his practice was going on. So what sound is that outside the gate?" The monk said, "The sound of raindrops." But teacher didn't ask. Not sound of the raindrop. Didn't ask the sound of the raindrop. He asked the raindrop itself. But he used the words, "What's the sound? What's the sound outside of the gate?" So monk said, "That is the sound of raindrop." You know the sound. Sound is not raindrop. Okay? Sound is not raindrops. Raindrops are raindrops. But sound comes from where? Raindrops. But sound is not the raindrops. It's very clear, don't you think so? Because raindrops are, anyway, raindrops, I cannot say. Well, raindrops are active, moving, very active, okay? Very active. Becoming one, all for becoming one, all for merging raindrops in earth and universe, at that time this is raindrops. Before you hear the sound of a raindrop, that is raindrop. But you say sound raindrop. That is already something extra, don't you think so? You hear the sound. How long does it take to hear the sound from the raindrop? It takes time. Even the sound of a sound of the air, sound of jet airplane, you know. Can you hear the sound? I always hear the sound of a jet airplane, and then maybe I realize, oh, airplane up here, right above my head, because the sound of the jet airplane comes right above my head, so I look up, but there is no airplane. The airplane is far from me, over there.
Did you experience it?
So how long does it take to hear the sound? That is a sound. And then we say, oh, that is a jet airplane. I don't think real jet airplane has gone already. Has gone already. So, Zen Master asked, what sound is that outside the gate? The monk says, sound of the raindrop. This is very straightforward, honest monk. We do all this. Maybe I say in the same way, yes, rain sound of raindrops. So, then the Zen Master point out, well, pay attention. That is okay, because without this experience, you cannot understand real raindrops. So, that's alright, but pay more careful attention to sound of raindrop again. That's why Zen teacher says sentient beings are inverted. Inverted. Yes, we are inverted. This is real truth, don't you think so? You sitting here, how much you can sit? What is the sound of your chikanta? You say, yes, sound, that is the sound of, what is the sound in you? You say, sound of chikanta. But it's too late, because real chikanta has gone already. And then you catch the sound from the chikanta, and you grasp it, that is a shikantala. It's not a shikantala. You are already inverted. Don't you think so? And then you judge immediately, and then finally you follow after that again and again. And then what happens after that? After following the after thing. Okay? That thing, the after thing means sound. You know, the Dogen Zen says, I told you, they often, the moment consists of 60 instances, okay? So, what you can hear, the moment is sound of the moment, okay? Like this. But, this one moment consists of 60 instances. If it is true, what did you hear? What is the moment you have heard this sound? Don't you think so? But this sound of the moment is nothing but sort of a dregs after you squeeze the 60 instances. Okay? And then you got the one drip of a drain. You know, raindrop, just the raindrops. I got it. But that is the one moment. But already 60 instances you have missed. Now how can you know? The same applies to this, the monk's answer, this monk's answer. So, that's why the master says sentient beings are inverted. Inverted. They lose themselves and follow after things. Anyway, at that time, you completely lose the sight of the self because you follow the after things, after sound of the raindrops, believing that is a raindrop. If I say, no, it's not raindrop, you say, you continually persist. It's raindrop. So finally, we fight each other. That means You lose part of yourself. The monk said, but monk didn't understand. That's why monk asked, what about you? How do you understand that? And then the master says, I almost don't lose myself. That's pretty good. So that because without sound raindrop, you cannot listen to, you cannot understand the raindrop, what it is. Okay? Now how can you reach raindrop as it really is? No way. Because it's huge. Before you perceive, before you hear the sound, that is real raindrop. How can you realize? It's not dream, it's real thing. But how can you reach there? So through only one thing, one way, you can reach through the sound of a raindrop. But we don't lose. You shouldn't lose the side of ourselves, with yourself, and also you shouldn't follow after that sound of raindrops. Well, move away. Move away. We are always sit on the chair of the sun, raindrop, persisting that is a raindrop, but it's not raindrop. So, he doesn't stay there. He knows the sound of a raindrop, but it is not the raindrop. So he knows pretty well, that's why he doesn't stay there. If he doesn't stay with the sound of a raindrop, he doesn't lose himself. But without sound raindrop, he cannot listen, understand the raindrops as they are. That's why he loses sight of himself. Okay? Do you understand? That's why his activity, his relationship between the raindrop and his life, always moving, dynamical. So he said, I almost don't lose myself. Almost means constantly he is free between raindrops and his life. If you stay even for a moment, you lose. If you ignore the sound of raindrops, you burn out. You lose. If you completely keep away from sound of drop, your life is frozen. It doesn't work. And then if you attach to the sound of raindrop, your life burns up. What should you do? No answer. It really depends on you. Okay? But this is true. Same apply to the death. Okay, to the death. If you attach to the death, if you sit down on the chair of the death, that death is something extra coming outside. It's really scare you. So at that time, you really burn out. So you don't like it. So you say, I hate death. So if you completely keep away from death, you're frozen. Your life doesn't work. So you can live full on. Let's imagine. If you could live forearm, like a heavenly being. Finally, you could be disinterested in him, because no fun. No fun. Because fun is always there. Fun's always constantly there. No need of trying to get the desire to get fun. Fun is always there. So, finally, no fun. You are disinterested in fun. Do you understand? Well, it is really true. You are supported by air, hydrogen, and also oxygen, carbonic acid gas, and also oxygen. Your life is supported. Constant, but you are disinterested in. You don't pay careful attention to it, because you are always basking in there. Mm-hmm. Basking. Only something happens, which is called gap or crack. You are really confused. Only when continuity is broken up, there is a gap. So, you are very confused. But between the air and you are communicating very smoothly day after day, no interest. You are disinterested. Or you are no idea what you are interested in, or you are disinterested, completely going on. So, the monk said, what is the meaning of I almost don't lose myself, the master says, though it still should be easy to come out of freedom. And say something about it. If you get freedom, if you understand real meaning of raindrops, well, because the master says you can hear the sound of raindrops, you believe that is raindrops, but then teacher says, it is not raindrops. You believe the sound of the raindrops. Then you understand really, oh, what is real raindrop? That is a kind of enlightenment. So, you can explain. Come out of it. If you come out of the understanding of raindrops, okay, what is called enlightenment or freedom, then you can explain. But it's not so easy. It's not so easy to say something about freedom itself, raindrops itself, themselves, when you are one with it. No, nothing. Hard. So, for instance, your air, you and your air are communicating and smoothly merging in themselves, very smoothly. How can you say? How can you say this situation? No explanation. But if you come out of this situation and look at the air and look at you and look at the very smooth function of your internal organ, or you say, oh, airs, I am basking in, well, merit of air constantly. You say so. But it is still explanation.
salt.
Same apply to skantara. Skantara is just skantara. When you merge yourself in zazen itself, very naturally, all delusions drop off. All verbal explanation drop off. Nothing to say. Sound of raindrop or real raindrops or not real raindrop. Nothing to say. Nothing to say. So, all you have to do is just be one with Shikantara itself. At that time, very naturally, your body and mind are really basking in Shikantara. Shikantara is basking in your body and mind. They don't bother each other. Just be there. But even for a moment, if you come out of this skantara, you can look at yourself, you can look at yourself and also many things around you, and then immediately mind starts to attach, making noise. That's why this morning I told you, ceasefire. Completely ceasefire. Ceasefire doesn't mean throw away or nothing to do. Nothing to do. Okay? It's not necessary to do anything particular. In order to stop fire, okay? Stop or shooting fire, nothing to do. All you have to do is here is a skantara. Skantara, well, arranging the circumstances and regulating the body and breath and also regulating mind based on no sign of becoming Buddha or whatever it is. Just to sit down there. And then finally, you can stop shooting. If you do it, you can stop shooting. Very natural. Stop shooting immediately, okay? On the other hand, stop shooting catches, okay? Catches many things. Catches many things. Even a small sound, even a tiny sound of needle falling into the floor, you can catch it. So that is completely ceasing fire. Surroundings are perfectly calm. At that time, you can catch it. Everything. But all you have to do, you can't, you shouldn't fire. Okay? After things, sound of raindrops, all you have to do is just be one with raindrops. What is a raindrop? Raindrops are you. Raindrops are the thing. If you create a gap between you and what, the thing, immediately you can catch the sound. Okay? Sound you create and raindrops create. And then I follow after this sound and believe that is raindrop, skantara. That is confusion. A completely ceasefire. For this, no way. Completely nothing to do. All you have to do is, here is the one
what is going to come to power,
just do it. Just do it. I always tell the example the death, because death is very good example. In order to explain skandhara, in which your all delusions completely drop off, right in the middle of death, all delusions drop off. You are qualified to accept death, or you are not qualified to accept death, or you are stupid, or you are not stupid. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Just death. Don't you think so? If you hear the sound from Zazen, from practitioner, you say, I am qualified to be a good spirit of Zen teaching, Zen students, or I am not qualified, I am stupid, I am not stupid, I am excellent. But whatever you say, it's really sound. But right in the middle of skandhara itself, it is really exactly the same as death itself. No way. Exactly no way. The gap is something which causes you to see something objective. While in seeing something objectively, it creates lots of things. Fear, enjoy, criticism, judgment, good, bad, many things. But if you one with exactly death itself, nothing to say, nothing to say. If you one, okay. And then, well, for instance, if I die, before I die, well, I can see my death, okay? It really scares me. I don't want to die. Or I say, oh, okay, I can die. I can die. But on the other hand, I say, I don't want to die. But death is coming up to me. So, always I discuss with the death. Okay? I like it, but I don't like it. Well, are you sure? You like it, death? You like the death? No, I don't. But anyway, no way. So I like it. But it is not honest. So, if I continue to ask myself, are you sure? I don't like it. But I don't like, if you don't like, can you escape from it? No way. Because death is just coming up to me. This is reality, it's coming up. But right before, until the death reached to me, well, death is still not real death. Sound of death. I always hear the sound of death. So while, then after, follow the sound of death, always. That is, it makes me confused. I like it, I don't like it, I like it, I don't like it, oh, I don't care. Whatever you say, this is nothing but hearing the sound of death, that's all. It's not real death. But if the death reach me perfectly, no death, no death, no suffering, no prayer, no delusion, completely all delusions drop off. And then immediately, here is a moment comes up, what is called after death. Okay? And then Karagiri says, oh, I died. But if I die, I cannot be dead. Okay?
Okay? But anyway, let's see the movie. So, okay, I look at the death, okay, and then lots of sound comes up, and then I say, criticizing, oh, I like it. Oh, poor Carnegie, that's patting my head. And also fighting the death, and sometimes shaking hands with the death, and sometimes escaping from, sometimes playing hide and seek with the death. And but whatever happens, death is continually coming up to me. This is reality. Okay? This is here, normal. So finally, whatever you say, I say that is a well. Dualistic world, okay? Dualistic world. Lots of things come down. Stumbling over whatever I say, finally what's happened? All I have to do is to merge myself in death as it really is, because it's real. So, finally, death says, hi. If we say hi, I can answer hi, because it's already one. Already one. So no delusions. What I have to say, or I should take answer to there, hi or not. But no delusions. Completely all delusions drop out. If I become one with that, okay? Exactly. And then, movie still going on, okay? That is a life, okay? And then, death, coming out of enlightenment. Okay? So, I can say, that is death. But still, not real death. Do you understand? It's not real death. That's why the master says it's not so easy to say death itself. Raindrops itself. When while you merge yourself in themselves, exactly there, you cannot say. You cannot say anything at all. But mind is pretty picky. What is bed picking? Always picking up. That's why you don't know, you confused. But death is a very good example. That's why I always use the example of death. Okay. So recently we had this tragic accident of the airplane very often. I always said think of the people who died, who are dying there. If I were them, I overthink, what should I do? What happens in my life? About lots of things I can think. I can think about lots of things. But whatever, I get a solution through the Zen stories, okay, through the choices, Zen stories, koans, or shikantaras, dropping of body and mind, whatever you say, it's completely worse. Don't you think so? If you face death, there's no time to discuss. No time to discuss. And then just imagine what you could do right in the middle of that situation. What you could do. No guarantee. I should do this or that. No. I don't have anything to promise with you. I can die in peace, in harmony, right in the middle of such a situation. I cannot say so. Or I cannot say so. I am completely confused and scream, I can say that. I don't know. Actually, I don't know what to do. This is reality. This is reality. So that's why we are practicing. Okay, shikanta. If you use the zazen as a means, okay, zazen doesn't work. Doesn't work right in the middle of the problem of right in the middle, okay, on the verge of life and death. It doesn't make sense. Okay, don't you think so? For instance, zazen gives you lots of strength. Okay? So you should do zazen. So you are interested in such a zazen. So through zazen, there are lots of way of regulating breath and how step by step, there are lots of technique. Okay? So you follow this technique and you can completely take care of breath perfectly. Then you say, oh, my zazen is perfect. And then still you don't believe, so we try to buy the machine, brain waves, and put it there, and look at your brain. Let's start to do zazen about breath, about body. Body is okay. Yes, okay. How about the breath? Breath is okay. Yes, okay. Well, even though you don't say, machine says it's okay. And also, how about brain? Okay, nerve. Brain and nerve system. So you connect it. Okay. You plug it in, and brain is constantly going there. Okay? And then the machine says, oh, your brain is calm now. Okay? So you say, wow, wonderful, I enlightenment. Enlightened person. That's interesting. That's interesting. People, that's great. So, finally, you cannot stop looking at the machine. Finally, you try to collect the money to buy that machine. And sitting there at your room, sitting there then right in the front of the machine. Without machine, you cannot do the thing. Because nothing to prove your thing. Other means. So you continue to sit right in the front of the machine. So every day sit, every day machine says, your brain good, 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 good. See? Then you say, my brain perfect. And then psychologist make the data and says, psychologist doesn't perfect. So this is what is called shikantala, all delusions drop off. I don't think. Then, next moment, psychologist says, may I borrow your machine? And then, I cannot stop sitting, so without machine, I have to do zazen. What shall I do? No proof. And then immediately my mind going on. Not perfect. So I cannot do zazen without machine. Well, zazen shikantara is completely perfect. Okay? And here is a good example in the selfish. Well, this man was a little bit of the rich man. The 10 years ago, Japanese the scholars were interested in the checking on brain waves during zazen. So it influenced American scholars. So American scholars started to check the Zen teachers and students, and so. I was one of, students, the students, and he interested, he was interested in checking my brain. I didn't like it, but Mao Zedong said, why don't you go there? But he didn't go. He didn't go, but he asked me, why don't you go there? So I went. And there was one gentleman was very interested in checking his brain, so he went to hospital every day because he was very interested. So every day he went there, and the psychologist really appreciated him because he completely offered his brain or his brain. So he enjoyed very much. Every day he went and checked, and finally there is some data says your Zazen is perfect. Well, he couldn't stop it. Still, he wanted to go there and check him. He wanted to go and check his brain, because he didn't have his life with confidence without machine. So finally he bought it. He bought the machine. I think he put it in the machine. And the machine said, you're good now. Oh, you're up. You're good. It's really comic in what occurs in the weekly magazine. Sitting in the thing, and the back of the screen are completely masked. It's really masked. Even though the Zazen machine says, your brain is calm. Very neat. But behind the screen, completely mad, because he doesn't know what to do. Without machine, mess appears in front. Yes. So he's confused. So if you use Zazen like this, okay, as a means like this, okay, it doesn't make sense. Okay. Even though for 20 years you use Zazen and get a strong feeling and spirit in your life, but it doesn't connect with problem of life and death, okay? No connection. You finally forget it. All you have to do is, you have to be one with Shikantara, that's all. Right now, right here, that's all you have to do, okay? And then at that time, we can say all delusions drop off. But that is an explanation. After raindrops touch the ground, make a sound, coming out of enlightenment, okay, and then I can say that is sound raindrops. But it's not real raindrops. We always hear. Keeping a distance. Okay? Shikantara is the master. Dogen then said, Zazen is dropping off body and mind. Okay? Remember this. In your whole life, you should remember. Zazen is dropping off body and mind. Means all delusions drop off anyway. That means exactly same as death. Okay. Death is exactly same as life. How can I say? How can I check my old delusions drop off right in the middle of death? Nothing. Okay. Nothing to say. But when you become one with death, all delusions drop off. Otherwise, you cannot become one with death. Don't you think? It is really true. Complete drop off. But we don't do that. taking away all delusions, and then I want to be one. It's too late. You cannot do this. You have to be one anyway. If you one, all delusions drop off very naturally. But we don't believe because we get used of, okay, always keeping a certain distance and hear the sound always. And believe that is real one, real one. And continue follow after that. That's why we are inverted, perverted. If you look at the Zen teaching in the United States, I don't believe there is any good Zen teacher. If you check Zen, all Zen teachers according to Dogen and Buddhas, no real Zen teachers. I'm sorry for it. No Zen teachers. Failure of Zen teacher. Failure. But this is explanation of Zen teacher, understanding of Zen teacher. Then, if you say, I am failure of Zen teacher, why don't you give it away and return to normal life? Of course, it's very reasonable, but I don't want it. Even though you say you are lack failure of Zen teacher, I don't want to come back. I want to be there. Because we can do shikantala. Shikantala is really compassion, really compassion, but this is really strict. No way. All we have to do is, whatever people say, you are failure of Zen teacher, or you are great teacher, Zen teacher, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. All you have to do is just listen to the sound of the Zen raindrops. But on the other hand, you cannot stay there. All you have to do is you have to stand up there, stand up right in the middle of raindrops as they really are, where all delusions drop off. You are qualified or you are not qualified. It doesn't matter. Anyway, you have to be there. That is real practice, real practice. You should do this, and then you can create great teacher. I can create great teacher. This is important. So, if you don't like, if you look at the United States, I promise there is no good teacher. No good teacher. If they some Zen teacher believe I am best, well, that is fake. If some Zen teacher says I am fake, so I don't want to be teacher, this is also fake. Do you understand? This is also fake. But whatever happens, all we have to do is present, to be present right in the middle of, okay, death itself, life itself, where all delusions drop off anyway. Qualified or not qualified, well, it doesn't matter, but you cannot ignore, you should accept. But all we have to do is just practice this. At that time, you can find great teacher, finally. Teacher find great teacher. So, some teacher says,
I'm not qualified to the teacher, so he returned to normal life. But what he does same things as before. Same things? I know several people. And also he make announcement in public, I am no longer priest. But this is wonderful. But what he does, he does the same thing. What would you like? Okay? Here is stinky, okay? Muddy water. There is beautiful water. Okay? But both is same. Okay? Both is same. And you can do same things wherever you may be. Beautiful, nice place, nice smell, beautiful place. Okay. And here is a muddy, stinky, and a lot of things. That is one symbolic world. And here is another beautiful world. Okay. But both is same. And wherever you may be, you can do same thing. What would you like? What would you be? Okay? What would you prefer to be? You want to be stinky, muddy wood? Do you understand? Well, if I be, if you are beautiful place, I'm also barking, okay? Remember this. Many people bark at you because you are already a beautiful place. That's why you can see lots of ugly ugly things. If you make a mistake, lots of things happen. Okay. And then immediately you escape. That is something extra. If you do this, you never touch the core of human life. So, all of Buddha, okay? All of Buddha, muddy world, beautiful world, all of Buddha. Wherever you may be, you can do the same thing, Buddha's world. What do you do? Very clear. No one prefers to dirty place. Don't you think so? Very simple part. But if you are beautiful place, it's not so easy. We should accept. And all we have to do is, whatever you may be, we can do the same thing. That same thing is Shikantara. Okay? Shikantara. Shikantara, where all children drop off from the first. From the first. It's not necessary. You should find some order or demand. Okay? Go away. You cannot say something. You say go away. You cannot. They don't go away. Even though you say please stay, they don't stay. So, that's why Dogen Zen says the dying while either sitting or standing have all dependent. Okay, no, excuse me. We find that transcendence of both an enlightenment or enlightenment. Okay, that is good or bad, right, wrong, qualified or not qualified, whatever you say. Okay, transcend. This is Shikantara itself. Okay, anyway, transcend. Death or life transcend of death and life. And then all you have to do is be one with death when the death comes. That is Shikantara. And die at that time, you can die while you're sitting. You can die while you're standing. Very natural. You can die lying down at your bed. You can die at home or preach. Have all dependent entirely on the strength